So good news over the last 24 hours or so that one of the major thoroughfares between the Coalfields and the Maitland area finally opened once again after all of the recent rain and flooding. I'm talking specifically, of course, of Testers Hollow. Joining us to cover some of the happenings in that area at the moment is the Mayor of Cessnock, Jay Savile. Jay, thank you so much for your time. Before we get into all of that, though, the Coalfields pretty much one of the more battered areas recently with all the recent rain and everything. How is a lot of the local infrastructure and how are a lot of the Coalfields residents going that were impacted by the rain?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. It's definitely has been battered and a lot of damage around the place. We've had to redirect council crews from other jobs to make sure they're out in the areas, especially around the Wallumbyre Laguna region, to in the first instance, actually get people access to their homes, allow for Ausgrid to get in and restore power to some of these properties. And the real priority is about getting that access and rebuilding the roads around that area.
That's the trick too, isn't it? Because you mentioned at the top there, Jay, that council crews are in other areas of the area, doing things that are ready for maintenance. It's this road's turned for an upgrade or this piece of infrastructure or whatever. And that has to go on the back burner, as you would expect, because the emergency kicks in and other projects all of a sudden that weren't there a week ago now are. So hopefully everything's back on track now a little bit and we can sort of see a lot more improvement in there as well. Now, on to Testers Hollow. Great to see that it is open and obviously some more work's happening in there to stabilise it and everything. Can you take us through the what is set to be the replacement Testers Hollow crossing that's just a little bit to the side of that I believe also was submerged in the recent flooding?
Yes, so the new road that's going through there did go under the flooding water level. So from a council perspective, this isn't a council road and it's not our project that
True.
We have control over. But what I did last night at council's put forward a mayoral minute to actually start engaging in the conversation with the state government on behalf of the residents that talked to me about their concerns at the road height and go, okay, well, is it the right height? Can we look at whether that's the best option? And is there a way to raise it, or is there another alternate route access that we can get people in and out around there safely?
Jay, it's going to be not only very frustrating, but kind of pointless if the big no comes back. I mean, if we can see with the recent flooding, if it's gone under, I mean, it's going to be pretty pointless building something that is not going to be fit for purpose. How confident are you that once this gets kicked up to the relevant authorities that they will be able to take a look at it and rejig it a little bit, if not completely rejig it?
Yeah, look, I'm really hopeful we'll get some solution with the state government on this. I've spoken to the Mayor of Maitland, Philip Penfold, as well about it, and he's supported a similar proposal in actually joining with us to try and go and meet with the Minister, have some discussions around what some possible options are. I know there's planned development to go through the old Hydro Aluminium site, which potentially has flood-free access through there. And it may be, can the road be raised in this new section? Can it be a bridge, or can there be an alternate access brought forward as a priority? So I think it's just about now having that conversation after what we've seen, that if we just stick with the current thing, it may not be the best solution going forward.
Well, if you also look, Jay, I mean, yes, it is a major thoroughfare for residents getting to and from the Curry area in Maitland and all of that, but since the Hutter Expressway, one of the consequences, intended, unintended or otherwise, is that it really is the major way that you travel between those two points now with all that extra traffic. So, I mean, it is pretty important that this piece of infrastructure is right, not only fit for purpose, but it actually is really fit for purpose.
That's exactly right. And one of the other things I put forward in my mayoral minute last night to have the discussion around is the existing road that's there, the two-lane road, and my understanding it's another two-lane road that's going to be raised a little bit higher. I'm sort of questioning, well, why don't we leave both roads there and eventually between Maitland and the Hunter Expressway, will justify it needing to be a four-lane road all the way through. So why take out infrastructure that you could potentially use most of the time? And if you do end up in a flooding situation, then you look at contraflow on the higher road level.
All right. Now, here's a bloke who obviously doesn't want his career to last too long in government. He's talking a lot of sense. That's what I mean, it makes sense. I mean, obviously that is something that needs to kind of be looked at yesterday. That needs to be upgraded. But, yeah, why take out a piece of infrastructure when you replace it with another? Why not keep them both there? And like you said, once the old one goes under, you've still got something that can at least everybody can get through. Jay, hopefully, but the discussions that you guys are having in Cessnock and similar discussions, as you pointed out, that are happening in Maitland, hopefully you can join forces on this one and make those at the level of government above you, at the state government down at Macquarie Street, make the relevant changes that need so we can actually get this sort of once and for all and not underwater in a few years down when I'm sure the rain falls again.
Yes, fingers crossed for a positive outcome.
All right, Jay, all the best. You have a great rest of the week, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Yes, the Mayor of Cessnock, Jay Saville, talking a lot of common sense on some of the happenings in and around Testers Hollow this morning at 2 and URFM.